Hello, Nina.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
It's going well over here, thank you. Anything to report on your end?
I really love the rain. It's like, yeah, it's soothing and exciting in a way and refreshing. And I really like how it feels in the air after it rains.
Yeah, especially this moment in time with all the heat and the fire internally and externally on the planet. It's a nice blessing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us pray. Looks like not that many folks are on. Maybe people are still signing in, but we're going to get started. Inviting everyone to take a few deep conscious breaths. And just slowing down your breath wherever you are in this moment in time. Just letting go of all that has been carried to this moment. Relinquishing it all. Letting go of the need to know and the idea that we have any clue about knowing, just letting it go so that we can enter into the mystery of the unknown and be bathed into the grace and love of our Creator, washing us clean of the insecurities, of the fears, of the tension, of the pain body, and going deeper, deeper, deeper into letting go, deeper into the abyss of the grace of something greater. And as we are surrendering, because this is what we are really doing here, there's an invitation to surrender everything that we are carrying. And as we are surrendering, we are opening up our hearts to the mystery and to the sanctions of divine love. To the Father Creator who created us, and to our Holy Divine Mother who loves us, who is so faithful and so radiant. So we open up our hearts to our Father, Mother God, to the Alpha and the Omega, and opening up into the center of our sacred being, our beingness. To make more room, to make more room for the grace of God to enter, to soften, to dissolve, to eradicate, to bless, to humble, to make clean, to make renewed. And as we do this, we're going even deeper into allowing ourselves to be held. Not us holding everything, allowing us to be held by something greater, including being held by our own divinity, to the higher powers that create us and that live within us, calling forth that diamond spark of illuminating light. That lives within each and every one of us, so that it is cosmically illuminated, and so that we can recognize that we are greater than who we thought ourselves to be, beyond the mind that is trying to tell ourselves that we are greater, but sinking into that greatness into the holiness. And as we are doing this, we are honoring you, Father. We are honoring you, Holy Mother. We are honoring this moment of being alive. And we are calling upon the angels, masters, and guides that work for the higher planes of attunement to be here with us to sponsor this prayer, to sponsor of the healing and the opening of our lives, of our hearts, to help us to be stronger in these times of adversity, to help us to make good choices rather than isolating and separating, that we can sink in and love our own inadequacies and go forward and shine our love and recognize that life is a mirror and recognize that we are in a classroom where we can really evolve and learn how to love more, learn how to forgive more, learn how to let go, learn how to be happy, learn how to be free, learn how to be at peace. And we are praying for that at this time. Father, Mother, angels, teachers and masters that work at those higher planes of attunement that work for you, Father, for God, for that at this time we can increase this vibrational love, this spirit of peace, and then it would shine and radiate out on the airwaves to the world to help humanity to make better decisions, to help negate and eradicate the nefarious interferences that are trying to keep us down, but rather to illuminate our health and our vibrancy and the strength of who and what we are that is healthier and stronger. And we are asking and we are petitioning divine intervention at this time in our life to help to sponsor and to change that timeline to one of health and vibrancy and celebration and good choices and happiness, clean waters, clean air, pristine earth, purity of consciousness, connection with natural law, recalibration, and elevation to these higher planes of attunement, to the higher dimensional frequencies of the life of God, of life-giving service, thought forms, actions of love and of grace. And taking this time today for all of us on this call, those who have been here with us for a long time, scanning when I saw that there weren't a lot on the call and seeing who is showing up and saying thank you, saluting you for being prayer warriors, for doing your work, because this work that we are being called to do, to unify together, to grow and evolve, is for the greater good. So saluting you and asking for a beautiful blessing upon your forehead, upon your hearts, for the higher frequencies to be radiating and moving to the next plane of attunements so that we can step into our greatness, step into the completion of a new cycle of the radiance of our being. And as we are doing this and as we are stepping forward and anchoring in the solidifying truth of God within our being, within our minds, within our consciousness, within our hearts, within our bodies, within our DNA, that we can walk forward and amplify this radiating higher stamp of consciousness on this planet right here, right now, anchoring heaven to earth. And again, asking for that assistance from the beings that work for God and for our highest good to intervene at this time, especially at this time in these coming days, that the light is stronger, that health is stronger, that love is stronger, and that peace prevails, and that more people would wake up to contribute to this living prayer that is being spoken today. And as we have stumbled and fallen, we pray for the spirit of forgiveness to enter in, to wash us clean, to be renewed, to love once again, to be happy and free, and to share this goodness with our neighbors, with our loved ones, especially those that we hold judgment for. We pray at this time to move through those judgments and see that they are just projections, and yet forgive ourselves and move in the direction of love and see how that opens us, see how it can set us free. Giving thanks for being alive, praying for those at this time who are struggling. Struggling with sickness, with pain, with fears, with addictions. We especially pray for you and sponsor a healing in your life. And for those who are suffering loss at this time, we pray for you. We bring the grace of God. Praying as we are entering into these prayer requests. A young woman by the name of Marissa Haviland, who just recently passed, we lift her up and ask for the grace of the mother to hold her, to help transition her, to bring her to her next rightful place. And also praying for her mother, Kelly Haviland, who is grieving the loss of her daughter. So we ask Mother and angels to wrap your arms of love around her during this time to give her comfort, to give her peace, to help her to feel your nearness, and to help the love of her relatives or friends to give her peace during this time, to help her to know that she's not alone, to bring miracles and rivers of love in her way, in her wake. We're lifting up Kaylor Christine Ford at this time, who's in the hospital with heart and chest pain, and so we're praying for the grace of the mother to come in to ease her pain, to bring peace, sponsoring this prayer to bring love. And for our whole family, the Jones family, we're asking for some divine intervention to the interference and the hardships that have happened during this past month, that somehow they can feel the comfort of divinity to help them to get through these difficult times. And praying for that for ourselves and for our loved ones who are going through difficult times. We're asking for a great blessing. We're asking for just the comfort of love to come in and intercede. There are many turbulent situations happening across the globe. So we're asking for the assistance of the angels and archangels and teachers and masters and beings of light that work for God to intercede, to help cool down the fires, to help purify the air, to help calm the reactions that are creating havoc on the planet and bring a state of peace and grace and harmony and love, and in the process, awakening others to do the same, to join in that vibration. So of peace and of joy and of the sanctions of divine love. So grateful to be here this evening to pray with you. And we say these prayers always, Mother, Father, in your name, in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. O Mateo.
Oh, Mateo, thank you, Nina, for reminding us to let go and be right here in the present moment to enter into the mystery of the unknown so we can surrender what we carry and open our hearts into the sanctions of divine love from our Mother, Father, God, to enkindle the diamond spark of life that is within each of us and recognize that we are greater than what we believe ourselves to be. So we can learn to be happy and free in our lives, no matter the circumstances, and free ourselves from the nefarious forces to illuminate our lives and this earth and enhance our vibrancy for the purity of consciousness and a clean earth for all that peace may prevail.
Beautiful, beautiful encapsulation of tonight's prayer. May echo and reverberate across the globe and across the earwaves so that people can hear that and receive it.
And I just like to talk about this one cool event happening on July 23rd at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Rachel will lead us on a shamanic drumming journey to connect with the celestial realms and ask for assistance to awaken to these higher frequencies of divine light within, as well as bring them to our planet at this time.
Yes, beautiful offering that we have that is divinely ordained the topic for these times. Everything that we have been kind of divinely receiving to put on the calendar is all for the purpose of where we are in this moment in time. So we invite you to join us to break free and also to work on behalf of the healing of humanity and the higher frequencies of the planet. Thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anything else you wanted to share, honey?
No. Do you have something you want to share?
Maybe that we could sit, talk about. I'm looking here. My book came in today. Actually, it came in yesterday, but I'm looking at it. The Awakened Heart Stories of Embracing Light, Love, and Limitless Possibilities. And I don't know if you have the link to put it in there, but it's on Amazon called Awakened Hearts. And the publisher, his whole vision is this for to be like the new chicken soup for the soul, more spiritual. And so it's stories to help awaken hearts. And, you know, it's for people who are waking up on the path. A good book that could reach many. So, inviting you to get a copy and see how you like it.
You know it's gonna be awesome. I put the link in the chat there so you could go right to the Amazon and yeah, it's available in a hard copy and as a Kindle.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you happen to read it and it touches you, which I'd say is pretty likely, you can leave a review on Amazon and that'll be helpful.
Yeah, we would like it to get out to many people. It's already a bestseller on Amazon, which is pretty cool. In the first week, it got bestseller in three different categories. And yeah, we're just wanting to spread the good word. And I wrote the chapter 28. So,
Awesome.
yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us of that.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm happy. I'm excited about it. Brings joy to my heart and inspiration to touch more people and to awaken them. And my father, who doesn't really read spiritual books, of course he read my chapter because it's his daughter, but he was so blown away, and he said that he was it was very compelling, and he was going to read the whole book. So I think it's for everyone, people who are on the path, and then the everyday person. There's stories in here that can help. So it can make a beautiful gift to others who are not understanding the signals of the awakened heart, like the divine, the intuition that's in there, and not knowing like how to navigate that. These are for to help people to know that they're not alone. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I have to share tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all your shares always, and thank you for praying with this group and starting this group. I know I speak for myself, but I'm sure I speak for others when I say it's really impactful and helpful to check in like this on a weekly basis.
Yes, it's really is. It's a gift for us to be together in this way. So thank you everyone for showing up. And we love you, and we will see you again next week, same time.
May you go in peace.
Aho.